She touched Mara and the other stealth ex-pilots in the Force, alerting them that she was about to get underway, then activated the Falcon's sublight drives and started forward. The Star Destroyer quickly began to swell in the viewport, and the comm signals and sensor returns soon grew strong enough for the electronic scrubbers to clarify. Finally, the Mon Mothma's transponder code appeared on the tactical display, surrounded by a large cloud of symbols denoting War-era XJ-3 X-Wings and Series 4 E-Wings. A comm officer's voice crackled over the cockpit speaker, so raw and scratchy it was impossible to recognize the owner's species. "Millennium Falcon, be advised that the Utagetu Nebula is under blockade. Please reverse course." Blockade? Leia made herself sound more surprised than she really was. Under whose authority? "The Galactic Alliance's, obviously," the comm officer replied. "I ask again, please reverse course. All vessels attempting to enter or leave the nebula will be impounded." Leia's blood started to boil. "You be advised that the Falcon is on a Jedi mission." She began to angle ahead of the Mothma's bow. The tactical display, still smudged with blank streaks and small patches of static, showed a squadron of XJ-3s moving to intercept the Falcon. Leia frowned, then said to the comm officer, "I trust you've been in the Defense Force long enough to understand the grief you'll face if you interfere with us."
"I know the consequences of ignoring my orders," the officer said. "This is your last warning. Continue to advance, and the Falcon will be impounded."
The Force grew electric with the outrage and surprise of Mara and the other stealth ex-pilots, but Saba was more contemplative. She flicked the air absentmindedly with her forked tongue, then activated her own microphone.
"We will consider your threat," she said. "Stand by."
"Stand by?"
the officer echoed.
"That is not..."
Saba closed the channel, then turned to Leia.
"We should reverse course."
"And leave Han and Luke stranded on Wotaba?" Leia asked. "Never." Mara began to pour impatience into the Force, urging Leia and Saba to start their run. Leia looked over at Saba. Saba shook her head.
"Not through the Murgo choke. We cannot take a Star Destroyer."
"Take it?" Leia asked.
"You think we're going to attack the Mon Mothma?" "You know another way through the choke?" Saba asked.
"Sure," Leia said.
"We call their bluff."